I make sure that all of my friends know that they are special. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I make sure that all of my friends know that they are special. Now, why do I bother making sure that all my friends know they're special? Because if I make sure all of my friends know they're special, you can be sure that I am very special too. Because I am a pure reflection of what my friends are, and my friends are a pure reflection of what I am. We can never get away from that wonderful awareness that our friends are a reflection of what's going on inside of us. What sort of magic is going on inside of us? What sort of feelings and emotions and good stuff are going on inside of them? Just like this is our thought for today, and I'm Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing. What kind of friends do I create? What kind of friends do I have in my life? Oh, occasionally I'll have a friend that is not beneficial to me. Occasionally I'll have a friend who is not an honor to me. But that's only because I forgot for just a moment. I forgot for just a moment to be the wonderful, fabulous person that I always am. I looked at appearances for a moment, and when I looked at appearances, the appearances became my reality. The appearances became my everyday affair, and I was not too happy with that. And I said, what have I done wrong? Where have I done wrong? And of course, where I have done wrong was where I have allowed myself to lose sight of who I am and who all my world are. I have a very wonderful privilege and a very wonderful opportunity to always be the most perfect, wonderful being on the face of the earth. I can look at the world around me, and I can listen to the music the world around me plays and sings, and I have a pretty good idea of what the world around me thinks of themselves and what I think of myself. Because I am the master of my world. I am the one who puts all things together in my world. I am the one who thinks my thoughts. I am the one who has deep within my soul, my heart, my being, who I am. Now, I make sure all of my friends know they're special. Now, just that art alone develops in me the wonderful capacity of being that which I am. When I treat my friends as special, I treat myself as special. When I treat my friends as saying, wow, you got a talent, you can do anything. Wow, you're amazing, you're wonderful, you're great, you're glorious, you're good, you're super. Oh, you're so fantastic, you're so wonderful, you're so grand. Yes, now when I create my friends like that, then that's who I am. I let my friends know how special they are. And they are special. They are so special. They are so filled with love. They are so filled with joy. They are so filled with peace, just like I am. I bubble over with happiness most of the time in my life. And the only time I'm not bubbling over with happiness is when I'm bubbling over with joy, and when I'm bubbling over with peace, and when I'm bubbling over with all the good that my world besets for me. And my world besets this for me because I have chosen it to be that way. Now, if I choose to look at the sunny side of life, what am I going to see in others? I'm going to see the sunny side of others. If I choose to make sure that all of my friends know how special they are, I'm going to be making sure I know how special I am. When I tell my friends that they are talented, I am talented. When I look at my friends and I say, wow, you can do such wonderful things. You are so capable at math. You are so capable at writing. You are so capable at writing poetry. Wow, you are great. I'd just love to sit and listen to your poetry. Now, if, for instance, their poetry is not that good, if their poetry is not that harmonious, if their poetry is not that outstanding, then I best be very careful what I say. Because I do not choose to listen to poetry, to music, to words, to ideas that are in any way limiting to anyone else, and especially not to me. So when I hear a person singing a song that is not harmonious, I just say to him, oh, by the way, have you heard this one here? Up in the morning, out on the job, I got to work for my pay. But that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. And they'll say, well, that's not what I was singing. Well, then how about this one? You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Hey, what are you talking about? You're talking about all these joyful things, these happy things. I was kind of sad for a moment. Well, I'm not sad, and nobody in my world is ever sad, and I will not allow for that in my world, for people to be sad, for all the people I look at in my world are glad and happy and uplifting. Well, that's not easy done. No, but it's a practice that brings great results. It's a practice that brings great responses from my world, from me, from all. It's something very much worthwhile working on and developing. Yeah, that's well and good. That's, you can say that, but the thing is it really true? Yes, it is true. You take a book of songs, and you go through and you sing in that book of songs all the happy songs. And by the time you're done singing a couple of songs, you are happy. Now you take a book of songs and you sing the sad songs, the miserable songs, the songs that say, oh, how sad the world is. And by the time you're singing a couple of those old songs, you are sad and you are miserable and you are looking at the world as being a very, very terrible place. And you are not happy with yourself and you're not happy with the world and you're not happy with anything. It's just the way the principle works. I make sure all of my friends know they are special, and that's because I am looking in all of my friends for their speciality. I am looking in all of my friends for their goodness. I'm looking in all of my friends for their magic, for their wonder, for their magnificence in every way, shape, and form. And you know, it really works. It really works. I find that magnificence. I find that wonder. I find that peace. I find that goodness. It's right there all the time. And all I have to do is to open my eyes in myself. So I take a book of songs and I choose the joy songs. I take a book of stories and I choose the uplifting stories, the happy stories, the joyful stories. I listen to the news and I hear only the good news about the wonderful things that are happening in this world, the wonderful people that are being in this world. I make sure all of my friends know they are special by my, not searching for it, but by my choosing out of all the possibilities they are, all the beautiful things that they are. I look and see good because I am and I am good. I am good, I am wonderful, I am fantastic. You say, oh boy, you say that so much, you say that so often. That's right, and that's just the kind of world I live in. I was saying to Ellen just the other day here at the monastery, isn't it wonderful how peaceful it is here? No conflicts, no problems, no worries. Whenever we have something that's a little bit of a challenge, we say, I wonder how I can handle that. Ellen is playing some games on her iPad, and she's having such a joyful time playing the games. And she's playing the games in their various successions, and she's playing the beginner's game. And then, in no time at all, zippity-doo-dah, she's all the way through all the beginner's games. And she's having such a good time. Then she goes on to the advanced games. And the advanced games. And she plays the advanced games. And soon she has those totally in her control. Then she goes on to the super advanced games. What is she doing? She is looking for all of the things that make life wonderful and special and fun. And she's finding it. She's finding it, not because she needs to have an amusement, but this makes her mind be aware that it is brilliant. It makes her mind be aware that she doesn't know how she's solving these problems, but she's solving these game problems in a very beautiful way because she's listening within. Because no outer movement, seemingly, is going to tell her how many moves to make this way or that way or around into the blocks that she's working on and how it's to work. But she's finding it like the crossword puzzle, so charmingly, so wonderfully, so illuminatingly joyful to do and to play with. I make sure all of my friends know they are special, and I make sure Ella knows she's a special person. Because she does everything beautifully and good. She wants to get to the foundation of everything and then build from there in perfection and in right action and in truth. And we can all do that. I do that with my friends. You do that with your friends. But first, we all do that with ourselves. Because as Ellen has been working on this game program a few minutes every day, she has found herself to be more happy, more pleased with everything in the world, and that every little circumstance that she faces and says to her, how do we do this? The answer is right there, staring her right in the face, saying, here I am, here I am. And she says, how wonderful. You say, how wonderful. You say, how wonderful, because you are that magic being. You are that wonderful being. You are that perfect expression. I make sure all my friends know how special they are, and only because I know how special I am. Have a wonderful day, and be very special.